KORN News Radio Sports for Thursday, February 26th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. USD women's basketball would use a strong fourth quarter last night as they pulled away from North Dakota 80-66. Coyotes would win the fourth quarter 23-13, led by 17 points from Angelina Robles. USD, they keep pace with SDSU. They'll be in Brookings on Saturday night at 6 o'clock to take on the Jackrabbits in both teams' regular season finales. Again, SDSU with a one-game lead for the number two seed between the Coyotes and Jackrabbits for next week's Summit League tournaments. Also, the USD men, they would break a tie last night with SDSU as the Coyotes picked up an 89-72 home win versus Omaha. Jordan Crawford finished with a game-high 28 points. He was 5 of 7 from 3. Coyotes now hosts the Jackrabbits on Saturday afternoon, 1 p.m. in Vermilion, to end the regular season. Meanwhile, for South Dakota State, men's basketball, they're at Kansas City tonight. Jackrabbits sit a half game behind USD for sixth place in the Summit League. Jackrabbit men with a 6-8 conference record. Dakota Wesleyan softball travels to Sioux Center, Iowa this weekend for four games. Tigers will take on Dickinson State tomorrow afternoon at 4 p.m., followed by a game against Haskell at 6:30 on Friday. Dakota Wesleyan baseball in York, Nebraska today for a three-game series. Game one is this afternoon at 4 o'clock as they take advantage of the nice weather here before it turns chilly this weekend. And the Tigers will have a noon doubleheader on Friday. Class AA basketball tonight, just a couple of games on the schedule. A big one involving Mitchell. It's number 4 Watertown hosting number 5 Harrisburg in boys basketball. Mitchell Colonels could face the loser of that game in next week's Sodak 16. Also, 5th-ranked T, boys struggling right now. They host Marshall, Minnesota. And other than O'Gorman and Mitchell tonight, just one other AA girls game. That'll be Harrisburg hosting Watertown. Three-time Cy Young Award winner Max Scherzer returning to the Toronto Blue Jays for his 19th Major League season. That news broke early this morning. The 41-year-old right-hander agreed to a one-year deal worth $3 million. Could include up to $10 million in bonuses. Scherzer threw 85 innings last year for Toronto, made 3 playoff starts, including Game 7 of the World Series. The 8-time All-Star is 221-117 in his career. He is just shy of 3,500 strikeouts, needs 11 more to get there, and that is also the 11th most all-time. And the New York Yankees, they've announced they will retire the number 52 jersey of C.C. Sabathia on September 26th against the Baltimore Orioles. Sabathia, a Hall of Famer, will now be the 24th Yankee to have his number retired and the first since Paul O'Neill in 2022. And that's a look at your sports for this Thursday, February 26th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.